Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Karma You podcast. This is your host, Chloe Brotheridge. I'm a coach, a hypnotherapist, and I'm the author of The Anxiety Solution and Brave New Girl. And this podcast is all about helping you to become your calmest, happiest, and most confident self. So hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Karma You podcast. I am recording this from very sunny Cornwall. I am currently of no fixed abode. Moved back from Bali about a month ago, and we're basically staying with our parents. We're staying with Aidan's mum in Cornwall. And so I'm recording this while everyone has gone out. The dog, which is a miniature dachshund and incredibly cute, is being quiet in the corner over there and hopefully won't disturb things. But I have to say, when you don't have your own home, it's quite hard to record podcasts. This is what I'm finding. So I'm actually putting a pause on doing too many guest interviews for the next month or two. I did so many at the beginning of the year. Everyone seemed to be having a book out and I did a ton. And now I'm going to be focusing more on some solo episodes, which are easier to record to find space and time and quiet and that sort of thing. So if you have any requests for topics that you would like me to talk about in an episode, then you can DM me. You can find me on Instagram at Chloe Brotheridge, and I'd love to hear from you. So I'm getting ready to launch my amazing course, the Brave New You Confidence Course. It's a 12-week course to help you to get killer confidence without having to fake it till you make it. We're going to be going deep and creating inner confidence that radiates outwards, that helps you to feel secure in yourself so that you can do all the things that you would love to do in your life. So in the Brave New You Confidence Course, I'm going to be helping you to start seizing the day without the inner critic holding you back. So you know how you wish you had that killer confidence to ask that person out for a coffee, but you're so worried that they'll think you're a weirdo that you never do it. Or you know how you wish you could seize the day all carpe diem style, taking that new client project by storm, but instead you're overanalyzing the conversation that went down and your inner critic just won't shut up. Or you know how you would love to set strong boundaries and start putting yourself first, but instead you find yourself saying yes when you mean no and just feeling resentful of people taking advantage of you again. If you were nodding along to any of those, then this course is definitely for you. And you know, we've all heard about that person who's on their deathbed listing out regrets that they had, those chances that they didn't take. But no one regrets a life well lived. No one regrets taking chances. No one regrets seizing the day. No one regrets feeling alive. And this is what we're really going to be focusing on over the next 12 weeks in this course. So in my confidence course, you will gain the confidence to be yourself and start being the boss of your own life. This might mean speaking up at the team meeting. It might mean making plans to travel somewhere on your own. Or it might just mean having the confidence to drive on the motorway. When you have more self-belief, you're free to negotiate your fee, ask for a raise, pick up the phone and make that phone call you've been putting off, or ask someone out for a coffee. With more confidence, you could be publishing that blog post, that Instagram story, or even starting your own business, because more of life becomes available to you when you up your confidence. So suddenly you find you're saying yes to opportunities that you didn't even notice before because your low self-esteem was blinding you. It could be a promotion, it could be an opportunity to live in a new city or a wonderful relationship. And with more confidence, you are able to look forward to the future, telling yourself anything is possible and feeling great about all the exciting possibilities that exist for you. So the doors to the Brave New You course are open now. You can head to my website, karma-you.com/CC, as in the letter C twice. So that's karma-you.com/CC. And the doors close on the 4th of July, 2021. And I'll probably run this again in a year, maybe. It depends what I'm doing with my life then, but I usually only run this once a year. So love to invite you to check it out if it resonates with you. So in this podcast, I'm going to be sharing four ways that you can feel more confident in meetings, whether that is Zoom meetings, whether that's in-person meetings, whether that's presentations. In fact, in any situation where you're talking to people, these four strategies will really, really help. So I don't know if you're anything like me, but in the past, I would get extremely nervous in meetings when there was that moment where you're going around the room, everyone is taking it in turns to introduce themselves and say a bit about themselves. And I would just sit there, my heart feeling like it was going to explode out of my chest. I would be nervously wringing my hands under the table and just worried that when the time came for me to actually speak, I wasn't sure, you know, what was going to come out, if anything at all. So I have 100% been there. And these days, thankfully, I'm way more confident. I jump on Zoom and talk to hundreds of people at a time. I've got a podcast that's listened to by thousands of people every single week. And I'm way more trusting of myself and my abilities and confident in so many situations. So the first strategy I'm going to suggest for you is to change your attitude and start to reframe the feelings of nervousness that you might be feeling about speaking up or sharing an idea as excitement, because nerves and excitement are very similar emotions. It's the butterflies in the stomach, it's that extra adrenaline, that extra energy. And they did quite a famous study at Harvard Business School where they got two groups of people and they told them basically you have to go on stage and sing Don't Stop Believing by Journey, massive tune. And understandably, these students were kind of nervous about having to get up on stage and sing in front of their peers. And one group, they told them to tell themselves, I'm excited. And the other group, they asked them to try to calm themselves down. And guess what? The group that were telling themselves, I'm excited, felt better, felt more confident, felt better about their performances than the people that tried to calm themselves down. So instead of trying to calm yourself down in a meeting, tell yourself, I'm excited. In what ways is it exciting to share your ideas, to connect with people, to have your voice be heard? Telling yourself that can really start to shift this in your mind into something much more positive and constructive rather than something frightening. So number two is all about the way that you speak to yourself. Now, we all have a voice in our heads, and very often that voice is not very kind, very constructive. We're beating ourselves up. We're going to the worst case scenario. So, I mean, if you've been doing that your whole life, basically, it probably hasn't been working for you. And so maybe it's time to try something different. And so I'm really going to suggest to you to start to change your self-talk. Start telling yourself more positive things. One of my favorite affirmations is, I am a confident person. I am a confident person, saying that to yourself over and over again, writing a little note on the mirror that says this so you can remind yourself of this. And there have been so many reports about affirmations and how it can really help us to change our inner dialogue and our self-talk. And I actually have a free MP3 download that you can grab. It's a affirmations MP3 to really change your self-talk.
You can visit karma-you.com/confidence to download those now.
Thirdly, imagine what could go right. Now, if you're anything like I have been in the past, your mind can go to the worst case scenario. You'll be imagining this meeting, imagining going bright red or losing your train of thought or not being able to express yourself in the way that you want. Instead of that, what we really want to be doing is imagining what could go right, imagining how we want to be different, how we want to feel in that meeting. So imagining yourself, you know, standing tall or sitting tall, looking directly into the camera, speaking slowly and clearly, breathing deeply, and feeling this confident energy. And if you get into the habit of imagining this positive version of yourself, you're going to send that message to your subconscious mind, and it's going to make it so much easier for you to feel confident in those scenarios. And then lastly, I just want to remind you that it's okay to feel a bit nervous. It's okay to feel that sense of your heart racing. It's not a sign that you should keep your ideas to yourself or not speak up. It's actually a sign that your heart is telling you this is important to you. It's so normal to feel nervous. Even the most confident speakers will tell you that they can feel nervous before every single speech. Those feelings of nervousness show that you're human. They show that you care. And that's a beautiful thing. So instead of fighting against a racing heart or feelings of nervousness, can you instead just welcome those feelings and allow them to be there and know that actually you can still speak up, say what you want to say and get your ideas out there, even though your heart might be racing. If you fight it, it ends up strengthening those nervous feelings. If we can embrace it and welcome it, the natural response is that we end up calming down.
If you haven't already, make sure that you've downloaded my free confidence affirmations MP3. Head to karma-you.com/confidence. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this has been useful, a very short and sweet episode. Come on over and let me know what you thought of this episode. Come and find me on Instagram. That's where I'm hanging out every day. I'm at Chloe Brotheridge. Thank you so much for listening and hope you'll tune in again soon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.